So I want to speak from the Torah portion about spiritual system of values in our life. It's very complicated, you know. Probably it's hard to understand when you hear it. But I want to speak about values in our lives. And today's Torah portion, so sharp, so clear, like knife, it comes to the heart. You know, in Hebrews, the Bible, the scripture, the word of God calls itself the sword, spiritual sword. It's coming to our heart. It's coming to our inside of us. I want to start from the place of scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9, and also I will read verse 12, so two verses. Moses, he reminded them stories, and last time we talked about the way how it's happened there. The Lord, he does not want to hide anything from his children, and when Moses talked to Israelites, he was sharp every time. He never hid anything or covered anything. Everything was clear and open. If he speaks about sin, it means sin. He never says everything okay, no problem. You know, have a positive thinking. Forget about, he reminds them good stuff and bad stuff. This is part of very important memory of the journey of the Jewish people. So verse 9, Moses speaking to the Jewish people, he explaining them a very black spot on their history. It was dark time for them. And he told them, when I went up the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, Ten Commandments, the tablets of the covenant that Adonai cut with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. You know, only in presence of the Lord is possible. But still, I think it was great sacrifice from the Moses. It was not easy to do. When people think that fasting, it's easy, try. Don't do 40 days, do at least one day. If you can, do 3 days, not take 40 days. We want to see you alive here. We want you present here, not your spirit, but your body. So 40 days, it was the time of the presence of the Lord. So Moses took the step. It was step of the sacrifice. He paid the price. Think about it. 40 days of his life. How many things we can do for in the 40 days? Somebody can, you know, die and rise from the dead. Somebody can, you know, win the world. We can do so many things. So Moses put 40 days of his life on the mountain for the people of Israel, for them, instead of them. He was mediator. He was mediator between the God, the Holy Lord, and people of Israel. So let's look in the verse 12. What's happened in the Israel in the same time? You see one picture here: presence of the Lord, sacrifice, humble person who prayed, who looking for the Lord, who paid the price, who spent 40 days with the Lord for them. And what's happened here in the valley? Adonai said to me, get up. So it means he was praying there. He was ministering to the Lord. He was praying, intercessing to the Lord for 40 days. Get up, go quickly down from here. For your people whom you brought out from Egypt have acted corruptly. It's interesting, not my people. Do you see it? Your people. Poor Moses. Like, who is guilty? Moses, and the Lord speaks your people. They have quickly turned it from the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves. The same 40 days, the same people, same nation. They went out of Egypt together. They ate the same bread from heaven. They drink from the same water. They were in the presence of the Lord with the cloud of glory, with the pillar of fire, but looks completely different reality for them. Somebody in the presence of the Lord, sacrificing, paying the price, somebody relaxing. For 40 days, it was good vacation for them. From Moses, from the Lord, from everything. They were just, you know, worshiping what they want to do. The rest of Israel had sinned and prevailed for 40 days, perverted, making golden idol. They had completely different system of values, spiritual values. They lived in the same time, in the same place, but seems like they're different universes completely. So Moses worshiping and they worshiping. Moses ministering and they ministering. But they have different goals. Because of it, they had different gods to worship. Different idea about worship. Different idea about their life. You remember, Moses, he asking from the Lord, he praying for them, but they looking for another God for themselves. Why? Because this God, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he don't want to be manipulated by them. He don't want to turn and go back to Egypt. He is the boss. But they don't want to have a boss. They don't want to have their own God, golden God. We have things in our life which are important to us, of course. Our life is contained with the priorities. Things that is important to us and also not important. And most value currency in our life is our time. Today we can have money, tomorrow not, but our time, it's most important in our life. Where we spend these 40 days, where we will import our life today, to where, to whom, where we spend the time. Luke chapter 12, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart be also. Moses' heart with the Lord, their heart with gold and silver. Where we've spent our heart determines our priorities. And today I want to talk about spiritual life or spiritual priorities in our life. Sometimes when I ask the people the simple question, what means for you the spiritual life? What is it for you? When I ask you, what is it spiritual life? What do you think about spiritual life? And sometimes I get the answer, so spiritual life, it's the reading of Bible, or it's fellowship in the synagogue, or intercessing for the Lord, or for somebody, spiritual life, it means to have supernatural experiences, vision, dreams, or something. Yes, of course, this is one of the parts of the spiritual journey, spiritual life. But this is only a small part of spiritual life. Let's say together, small part. In the biblical Jewish way of thinking, I can open a little bit mystery for you. All our life is the spiritual experience. Everything in it. Everything. And every part of our life, so important for the Lord and for us. Every part. I can prove it to you. You can read Bible, you can prove it for yourself. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of the Lord. Why? If it's only reading the Bible, it will be enough. If it's only prayer, it will be enough. It's not only, it's important part. It's starting point. It's need to be done because it's also part, but not only. I can tell you, everywhere in the synagogue, in the spiritual life here, and mystery in your work, also spiritual life there. On the vacation, when you go into vacation, probably vacation is not on the ocean, but in the mountains with the, you know, with the snow. For somebody to come from there, here it's vacation for us going to there. In the difficulties or when you're having a wonderful time with your friend, we are the spiritual creations. We are the spiritual people. The Lord make us spiritual people. We don't have vacation from spiritual life. In the night, in the day, in the morning, in the evening, we are the spiritual creations. And Spirit of God lives in us, living in us. One of the greatest examples of the spiritual life was in time when the Jewish people wandered in the wilderness. This is Exodus, Torah. This is the example of spiritual life from the Jewish people. Do you remember, everything was important for the Lord, every detail, you know, every detail. He taught them everything, you know, who should be their friends. It's important for the Lord or not? It's important. How to behave, it's important or not? Important. Even where and how to go to toilet, it was important. Remember, in the Torah we have place of scripture, even about this part. So every place, every part of the people's life, it's important for the Lord. And it's spiritual because it's with the Lord. The same in our life. We need to understand everything is connected and every decision and act affects all areas of our life. Amen. When I'm behaving badly in my family, it affects my prayer time. Do you know it? You can't scream at your wife and come to the synagogue and hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God will tell you, go back. Or you can't scream at your husband, I'm sorry. Or manipulate him and push him to do something, and after come to the Lord and says, oh, Lord, you are wonderful. Yes, he's wonderful, but you need to be in the right position. I found if you are not a good worker and you try to do something to grow in the Lord, it's very hard. Because if you behave badly in your work, it's also connected with your spiritual life. If you are not ministering to the Lord, don't have prayer time or time of worship, it's connected with all your life, rest of your life. And your decisions will be not so good decisions because it was not content with the spiritual experiences with the Lord, without wisdom of the Lord. It's very hard to grow without wisdom from the Lord. And I know of something. We need wisdom from the Lord. Every one of us. And we have promise. If we don't have enough, what to do? Ask. And it will be given to you. Ask, it means pray. I need wisdom. I can pray. And the Lord wants to bless us, to teach us how to live fruitful life. Life full of experience from Him, full of blessings in every area of our life. So I want to just one more time to repeat myself. Everything is important for the Lord. Everything. It does not mean that, you know, every area of life is spiritual because it's with the Lord. It's very important to remember. And I want to read from the Torah portion a very clear picture, focus from the Lord. When I need the focus from Him, I can read this place of scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. This is commandments, this focus from the Lord. This is what's important for Him. If you ever, if you want to know what the important for the Lord, what should I do for Him? If you want to find your way in your life, open this place of scripture It's clear here. I want to read it. So now, O Israel, what does Adonai your God require of you? Do you want to know what he wants from me? What he's required from me? Read here. But to fear Adonai your God, walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the mitzvot of Adonai and his statutes that I am commanded you today for your own good. So, five fingers. Fear, walk, love, serve, and keep. Too much, probably, but it's good. Fear, walk, love, serve, keep. I want to quickly come from all of it. First, fear Adonai. Let's say together, fear Adonai. Psalms 111 says, verse 10, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of wisdom. Our first spiritual priority, fear Adonai. Scripture says in the Ecclesiastic chapter 12, in the end of everything, here is the final conclusion. Now that you have heard everything, you can hear everything, but remember something. Fear God and keep his mitzvot. This is what being human is all about. In Russian translation, most important for you. Fear God and keep his mitzvot. When I read the New Testament, it Acts chapter 9, from verse 31. So Messiah's community throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had shalom and was built up. Beautiful picture. Shalom and built up. Walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Ruach HaKodesh. It kept multiplying. Something very powerful in the fear of the Lord. Powerful, powerful. The fear of the Lord bringing the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord bringing the presence of the Holy Spirit in the people's life. First community was filled with the fear of God. They walked in the fear of God. In Hebrew, fear of God, it's leira, liro, or yare. It means to fear, be afraid, to stand in awe of, be awed, or also to honor, to respect. The fear of God is not to be afraid of God as we are afraid of lightning, of electric shock. It's different fear. It's not fleshly fear. This much more deeper fear of the Lord. It means to be afraid of losing him, his presence. It means to respect him, to honor him, to put the Lord on the first place in the decisions of your life. Fear of the Lord. Who is the Lord for you? Body? I know that people have bodies. Oh, it's my body. The Lord is my body. I will never be ashamed. I don't find it here. He is the Lord. When I look at about Abraham, many people call the Lord his friend. He's my friend. But better when he called you my friend. When Abraham spoke to the Lord, he always says, "Oh, my Lord." And the Lord told him, "Abraham, my friend." I believe we need the fear of God, fear of the Lord. We need to walk in the fear of the Lord. What is it to be in the fear of the Lord? Let's simplify. I understood it very simple. He is the number one, and he is the last. He is the Alpha, and he is the Omega. He is in charge. He is the boss. He is the master, and we are clay in his arms. We are so powerful, like clay in his arms. Sometimes we do, oh Lord, oh Lord, oof. You know, when master doing something with the clay. Oh, not this part. Oh, come on. Again. Until nothing will be inside, you know. He's our master. I remember I was in the services, and it's not only about services, it's our walking with the Lord. When nobody look at us, when we don't have anyone around us, fear of the Lord kept us from sin. Fear of the Lord kept us from evil. Because we honor the Lord, we fear Him, we love Him so much, our hearts, it's belonging to Him, and He is number one. Now, so many things in our life, it's important things, of course, our children, our families, work, so many important things, and this is gifts from the Lord. This is not the Lord, it's gifts from the Lord. He is most important. Amen. Today is the time of materialism, and unfortunately it puts pressure on the community of believers. Really. So many people, they're trying to look at the Lord as somebody else, but He's the boss, He's the main, He's the first. So second, I don't want to go deep because it will take all the time, but I want to remember, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Thank you. We can have a cup of tea. I will take my time. We have really short time in our life. So fear the Lord. Second, walk in His ways. Let's say together, walk in His ways. What does it mean, all? I'm sorry, I don't know English so well. What does it mean, walk in all ways? Maybe it's walk in Saturday or Monday, maybe 23 hours a day. What is all your ways? Who knows Russian? Can you explain me in Russian? I will believe. How it translated. So all it means, if I know English, at least on this point, it means everything. Every time. Always walk in His ways. I want to read from Matthew 7. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So this is warning, tornado, warning, warning. Not everyone, but only those who walk in His ways, who doing His job, who did His will. My understanding is, it's to go in, to do righteousness in your life, to be righteous, to walk in righteousness of the Lord. It's my understanding, always ask yourself a question, how Yeshua would do in my place, what He will do. I have a situation, okay, what to do? I have choices, a lot of choices. My neighbor did something against me, or the boss did something. What should I do? Where can I take example for myself? What does it mean to walk with the Lord? It means do what He wanna do in every situation. In the Bible, we see the standards and examples from the lives of the people who pleased the Lord. Walking in His ways, it means to worship the Lord always and everywhere. I know it's a hard task. Sometimes we failed. But if you failed, you have a mercy from the Lord. You can ask for forgiveness, stand up, you know, take dust from your and go. Why? Because Yeshua made you clean and He made you righteous. He gave you power of the Holy Spirit. When I hear that now we have New Testament, old is past, new, I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit writes His commandments in our hearts. You can find in Hebrew this part of Scripture. His commandments. So it's possible to walk in His righteousness. When the children of Israel ceased to walk in the ways of the Lord, they began to worship idols. You remember this story? They had choice, or walk with the Lord, put the 40 days for Him, or relax. But we don't have choice. Only walk with the Lord. Only walk with the Lord. Amen. From the Romans 8, I want to read this Brit HaDashah portion, for verse 7 and 8. For the mindset of the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not submit itself to the law of God, for it cannot. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Fleshly ways and ways of the Lord. So the Lord says, fear me and walk by my ways. Do what I want from you to do. So everywhere, do righteousness. Just remember, in your work, in your family, everywhere, you're a righteous man. You make holy by Him. You have a power of Holy Spirit. Even if your wife scream at you, it's possible to not scream again, you know, on her. Try to pray. I don't know. I'm sorry. This is deep questions. Theological. So important. But it's important to follow His ways. So third, love Him. Let's say love Him. Love consists of our feelings, our actions, and our decisions. The love is always based on the covenant, true love. It's based on covenant. It, in our firm decision, always be faithful and continue to love and care. You know, you cannot be faithful to your wife only 5 days or 6 days per week. You should be faithful 7 days, 24 hours per day. Because if you just relax one day, it's already unfaithfulness. So love to the Lord brings freshness and life to our soul. Love, it's not only feelings, but it's our decision. It's our covenant with the Lord. I choose to love the Lord, if I feel it or no. I choose to love Him with all my heart. And I know something. When I choose to love the Lord, this feeling will come to me. When I choose to stay in His love, everything is possible for me. Everything is possible for me. People who loved can do everything. Even if they will die, they can do. So love the Lord. Fourth, serve Adonai, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul. Let's say together, serve Adonai. I don't want to go too deep. I just want to say a few words. Serving the Lord in ancient Israel consisted from the offerings, sacrifices, and worship in the temple. It was the servant of the Lord. In the Hebrew, we have word avodah. Avodah, it means servant to the Lord. Avodah, it means working in the work also. Avodah, it means worshiping to the Lord. Avodah, it means ministry. The same word, avodah. Do you avodah for the Lord? Find you avodah for the Lord and do it. People sacrificed animals, money, their time. And for the Jewish life, it was inseparable. And everyone understood, if you want to be a Jew, it means you are sacrificed to the Lord. It's part of Jewish life. If you live in Israel, in ancient Israel, or if you live in this journey in the wilderness, it means if you want to be with the Jewish people, you are serving to Adonai. You are ministering to Him. It's very important. Sacrifice, it means something that takes from you, not always easy or comfortable. It's pleasant, but not always easy, serve the Lord. It's pleasant, but not always easy. Today, we don't have a temple in Jerusalem, but we have our synagogue. It's our temple. We have each other. Can you look at someone who is near you and say, you're special? You're special. In good meaning of this word, special. Let's say good meaning. I sincerely believe from all my heart, and I want to confess it one and again, every time. I sincerely believe, it's not just my opinion, I believe it very deeply. If we want to know the Lord, if I want to know Him, we need to find the time and opportunity to apply our gifts and talents in the Lord's community. Why? Because he was the minister. And if I want to know his heart, my heart should be heart of minister. Somebody who ministers to others. Do something for him. This is why we have a membership, is to help all who wish to serve the Lord by serving each other needs. When we serve each other, we serve to the Lord. Very simple. When we came to this congregation, synagogue, we are part of it, and we are ministered for the Lord. So find your place. Put your life. And five, keep the mitzvot of Adonai and his statutes. So I want to conclude with the same place of scripture which I start with. This will be the last place of scripture. The Moses speaks to the people of Israel. When I went up the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that Adonai cut with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. Adonai said to me, "Get up, go quickly down from here, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned from the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves." We need to remember that today, this is foundation for our tomorrow. Amen. So starting point, and our priority is very simple from the Lord. He told us, five fingers, we can remember it very easy. And it's so important to remember to fear the Lord, to follow him, to love him with all your heart, to minister to him, to keep his commandments. This is what Lord's waiting from us. So I want to stop now, and I want to pray for each of us. My prayers will be very specific. I believe in the power of prayer. Sometimes we are living in the harsh life, and you know, everything sometimes mixed it in our head, you know, everything. Elections, you know, money, economic, weather. You know, I work in the grass yesterday. It was tough. And we need, sometimes we need moments of freshness from the Lord. Like wake up. Sometimes we need these moments that he just, wake up, son. Remember what I want from you. Yes, sir. I will follow you. I want to pray for you. If you have this kind of, I don't know how to explain it in English. Don't, you can't focus your life in something. I want to pray for you. I want you to open your heart, to focus on the Lord and his thing. And he will help in your life. He will bring freshness and restore your life. I want to pray. Lord, thank you so much for everyone in this place. Lord, especially ask for people who fell from you, who are walking as believers, but really not so much inside. Lord, I ask for people who are not, don't have peace inside of them, who has fears and full of doubts or questions. Lord, I ask for those people. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. In your presence, in your house, house of the Lord, please touch their hearts and change them, Lord. Open their eyes to see and their ears to hear. Open our hearts to know your will in our life. Thank you so much for all of us, Lord. Help us to be refreshed, to love you, to follow you, to fear you, Lord. Help us to do your ministry, Lord, and to keep your commandments. Thank you for wonderful opportunity in this synagogue to minister to you. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Let's close with the prayer, with the benediction. Please find somebody, not be alone. It's not wilderness, it's congregation of believers. So they have already fun time, you see. It's fun time. It's time with the Lord. So let's pray.
Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha. Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.